me'avam v'ed me'ir. Rashi within Sanhedrin says chayiv b'meizid, chayiv misa b'shagas chayiv chato, so lisa toma both. So that was right there. Remember the Morse says he's chayiv misa. I still don't get the. I had a few problems in this. I got a problem with the Avan Yir, the Ava Sodom and the Yir Sodom. We didn't do Rashi's yet, right?
Okay.
Let's see Rashi's. Hold on, Rashi at the top of the page. Yeah. I'm based on the top. Miskaman Lagbiya is a Tolish. The Nophil Sakin by Rugus Hayorak. Miskaman Lagbiya.
I think we did some of these, right?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
That's what we did.
Oh, the Omer Mar. Mashiach and Bashar Mitzvah, Zakrashi. Kulam Afarish Lavazel, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shogab Lam Yiskabin, the Kamam Afarish Law, what the case is. If the case was contrasting Ksira and Tchina, Tchela Ben Dam, Domina Tchina, but Ksira, Shein Shnei Gufim, two different actions, totally. So, over there's also Chayav too. Like Bashar Mitzvah, Zechad Domina Depart, there's only Chayav one, it's going to Chela Ben Chela, it does the same Avera twice. So by Shabbos, Behelamechot. So by Shabbos, that would be Ksir and Ksir. So the Morse says the case was Ksir and Tchino, and you're contrasting it to about Azur. The Rambi Mesethus and Hedden Pardelami says, Yolov the Milse Mikro, Dain Chilach Chatos, the Akum. But by about Azur, no matter how he's Oved, it's Behelamechot, he's only Chayab one Chatos. Okay, but then the second half of the price is a case of Shogeg Bula Miskaben. By Avodah Zorah is going to be Chayiv, Shabbos is going to be Potter. So what's the case by Avodah Zorah? If you thought it was based on Knesses, really by the Shemayim, Machiyev Yeshkan, I feel like you're the Shu based on Avodah Zorah, which is also by the Shemayim in Chiyev Kan. The truth is, even if he knew it was based on Avodah Zorah, let's skip it. Shachar Balov, the Hanah Shogar Shehi Avodah Zorah, Balov Miskabon. Shachar Miskabon, Shachar Bus Avodah Zorah. His mistake was that he had no intent to do Avodah Zorah, because he had a mistake in the situation. So the time is really the Shemaim, Machia Bieshkan, Haki Bichai, but feel the other Shahu based about Azor, even if he had known it's based about Azor, he stachab the Shemaim, and he bowed down to Shemaim. Probably shouldn't do, but in Chiyivkan is not Chai, because he wasn't ever the Azor. So the case was, the more says, maybe the case was he saw in Dart, Tsurus HaMeluch, Sha'oisin Lechvoid HaMeluch. So he bowed down to that, not the Shema of Azorah. So that's assuming that that's mutter, but that's below miskaben. The Morse says, but the case of the loch is he's not chayiv if he wasn't a kabbal it is a Azorah. Rather, it's in the case of meyav and meyir. The avos adam or meyir is adam. He shtachav below Azorah. He bowed down to Azorah because of avos adam and meyir is adam. But he wasn't mechaben lelahus. Kerle shogi b'lo miskaben. Klemer shogi b'hochi. The sober kimer the aim is kaben li b'lelahus is mutter. He thought he's permitted to do this. So Mor says according to Baya that's chayim, and according to Rabba that's potter. Shalos have understand according to Baya why there's a chayim. If it wasn't mechaben lelahus. So where is the Avodah Zorah element? So, again, maybe he shouldn't be doing it, right? But right. So Tosis doesn't look like Rashi. Tosis maybe is a little more palatable, but in Rashi, I'm not sure how to understand a bias chiyuv. Elamai, if the case was he thought that Me'ava Me'yira, he's allowed to do it. So that's a remotzer, which is the next case. If you look at Tosis, Tosis assumes the case means Meirasada means he, under the duress of a person forced him to do Avodah Zorah. Tosis says what happened to the locha of Yehareg Bo Yavar, right? Um, Tosha says that even the current one holds chayv v'mishar nafshoy, if he wasn't, he's not a chayv mrs. Bezin. And that's how this is. I think the rim of this. I'm not sure who's pshat. This first pshat. Which one about this is the first pshat? In other words, the ma'isi did a avodah zarah. This is Rama Shita. He did a avodah zarah under duress. He's not chayav misa for it. There's a mitzvah say the raisa when he gash himself on Yisrael to be a person should give up his life and not do avodah zarah. See, he's mabat the mitzvah say the raisa, but the idea is he is. So Tosha starts off with that mahalach of the Tosha challenges that. That's not true. That he's still chayav misa, even under duress. And anyway, the case of Abba is still going to be shver. So he says explicitly over. He says he's doing me Abba me Yirah. So it says apparently person's chayv avog avdol kibil elibeliha that a neved kehelmon even though they didn't take a helmon as a bodas doro. So it's not getting involved in the medrash that he had his right. So it has the more intent, the more says a person was pyrats from the pyre being mechavan to be mevazit resort everyone makulis being mechavan. He's not being mechavan as a loha, but he's doing the avoid of the way which is normal to do it. Even up in Makabal as a Rebbe Zorah, the act of being over the Rebbe Zorah is going to be chayv even without Kabbalah Zorah.
Which is different than is that specific to that Rebbe Zorah?
Tosha seemed to say not like that. So, you know, what was the line of the Gemara before? So the Indarta was made the Kavod HaMelech. So he wasn't Mekabel Zeh B'Lehasiv, not Chayiv. Rashi said before, he's Mishtachav in the Beis HaKnesses. The Shem, Libel Shemayim. It's not called, could be Mishtachav, the Maisa is not per se a Maisa. If you go behead in front of the Zoran, I don't know, I'm not clear. So it was a mistake, but he had no intent to do be over the veira. So it might be chayiv. It says by Shabbos the pot of the garment, but the meal. I can't look above me. Rabbi Rav Nachman, Helam Zevis Abiyodoi, Ma'ol Yael Bepirka. The Hano Amr Mutter, so Rashi says, Helam Zeb Zeb Yadab was a form of Amr Mutter. The Amr Ein Shabbos Patero. At this point in time, he's under the impression that you'll not do anything on Shabbos. So that's basically the equivalent of saying in Shabbos Patero. Hano is Helam Zeb Zeb. In other words, the way that we hold the Helam Zeb Zeb, The more it asks, how's the shatav chayiv olam tes? The more says, if you hold him to the but it's chayiv, it's good. Why is it good? If he forgot Shabbos and he does not know any malach which is also in Shabbos, so at this point in time, he's basically an armor mutter on Shabbos. So if you hold armor mutter be potter, the more is saying that case should be potter. Again, Tosis is kasha. This is really, you should have brought a raya for Shechei Chikur Shabbos. It's really a beheder raya to this. It's at least chayv a korban. That's an armor mutter beheder. He forgot the whole concept of Shabbos. Okay. Still the mishnah is chayv.
Right,
that's more. Look at the brayso says potter. The more trying to prove the ma'aseh is chayv. So you have a fair mishnah that he's chayv. Tosis says the reason why he chapped in the case of Rav and Nachman because the Amr Mutter, this Gemara also Pashas wasn't Tosis, which was not like Rashi that was a Gershon Yisgayer, but rather it was a case a person forgot for a period of time. It was Nela Mimenu the Isurim of the Isurim of Avodah Zarah. That's the case. That the Gemara's comparison to Rava makes sense. But Rashi starts off with Gersh and his Geyer, so Rashi could have said the case of Mishav is also Gersh and his Geyer. Neben Akum. So Moses says, what was the case? The Sabr, Sheva Mishav Mitzvah, and what's the case? The Sabr Shuman Hu Ba'achar. Vahana Shagag, the Sabr Shuman Hu. So here, V'lo Miskaben Lecho Chelev, he had no intent at all to do a Maisa Chilas Chelev. So it's a Shagag V'lo Miskaben. V'chayev, Al Bisham Misasakru, the Rabbah, the Rabbah holds that's the case of Misasak, that's why Beshabbat Shepard. So why by Chelev is he Chayev? V'lo Miskaben Lechilas Yisr, he had no intent to do a Maisa of Yisr at all. It's like he had no intent to Lechilas Yisr. He had no intent to Lechilas Yisr. He had a tent for Achila according to Rava's case, but he had no tent for Achila's Isser. Teretz says, Domashmo Bekrisis, Bechalam and Rais, Misasa Gitzchai, Shekain Nehenna. We have a claw by Hamisasa Bechalam and Rais, Gitzchai, Shekain Nehenna. Whatever the alumnus of that is, the Pasha's alumnus is that the idea of Misasik is that you sort of divorce the Maisa from the person, because part of the defining element of a Maisa Olam is the intent. So he's intending to do act A, and really what happened was act B. But they had no intent, so that's not really a Maisa Olam. But that you sort of divorce the Maisa from the person, it's similar to the Svara, I think I told you once, from the Chemda Shlomo says, that's how we understand the concept that Ernest is Potter. Ernest is not just Potter, Ernest is Tredis, it's not his Maisa. Because the mice is done by a person without intent to do it, i.e. somebody else's intent is what's creating it. It's not his mice, it belongs to the ma'anes more than it belongs to him. That's right. He's doing Maisa Bechila. The problem was the Chorakon the Rabbah, you had before, it wasn't Chaticha Zisr. He had no intent to do, he intended to do Chaticha, but not Chaticha Zisr. So he intended to do Achila, but not Achila Zisr. So Rashi answers, but since there's a Hanoah, so that draws a connection between the person and the Maisa more than just the case, and you can't separate the Maisa from the person, because the Maisa he was in the Hanoah from. It seems to be the Svar. That means physical and over here. That's why specifically chalom and arayas means the type of act. Al b'shabbos potter lo nehenna. He did not have that physical hanma. He might have benefit, but he didn't have physical hanma. V'anos yatel l'day, and that's Rava's point. Damar niskarman lachtu chazatolish v'chotach chazamachuber is potter. But by Shabbos, intending to chaticha and not chaticha zisser is going to be potter. He intended chaticha and he did chaticha. That's not called being misasik. The Shar mitzvahs that where's the case of misasik by other mitzvahs which is chayv and Shabbos is potter? Because roiku, the person thought it was roik. It was chelav nimuach. It was liquefied chelav, and he thought it was roik. Below, and he swallowed it. Below, he chayv and lachila. The roik lab barachilahu elabliya. Roik is not called eating. That's just called the person swallows his spittle. Not called the act of achila. You see, adboli roiki. Okay. Also be other achila. But it turned out it said it was achila. The whole only ichav and achila. He had no intent to do an act of achila at all, and still by a chalav and miskay. The osav b'shabbos the potter can scam like bia, but also be other chetich. Itmar. Something more. By both. Bli and Achila to Rashi and Rabbi says, Bli and Achila to Rabbi Maisa. Right. That's the case, which is there is Chai, and Shabbos is part. But it's the same Maisa, even though it was Maisa Isser had to that man. So Mar is going to continue along this vein of reasoning. Itmar. Niskam Elizabeth Shtai Mazarek Arba. Person wanted to throw the item two amas, and rather he said he threw it four. So, Rabbi Omer Potter, Rabbi Omer Chai. Rabbi Omer Potter, Lord Michab, Lizrika, the Arba, he had no intent to throw it 4 amos. Rabbi Omer Chai, the whole Michab, Lizrika, Balma, he wanted to throw it. Okay. Next case. Kisab Rosh Hashayachid, Benim Shetz Rosh Hashayachid. He thought he was throwing Rosh Hashayachid, and really turned out it was Rosh Hashayachid. Rabbi Omer Potter, he had no one to want to look at the Lizrika's sister. By Omer Chayiv, by Holtz Chayiv, Rabbi Omer Potter, the whole Michab, Lizrika, the Isura. By Omer Chayiv, the whole Michab, Lizrika, Baham. Intended to throw. But on the other hand, we can relate to the idea that an act of throwing something for Amos Rosh Hashayachid is different than that of Rosh Hashayachid, because Rosh Hashayachid is called an act of Hoitzah or whatever, of Mumichim Dal Amos Rosh Hashayachid, and that's not what it is in Rosh Hashayachid. Whereas in the Tzricha, so we really have three cases where Bai and Rabbi argue. Lata Hatolos Hachotach the Mechubur. So throwing two and throw an end of four, Rosh Hashayachid, and end up being Rosh Hashayachid. Why do we need to have them argue in all three cases? The underlying logic is the same. He had no intent to do a Maisa Bisser, and he ended up with a Maisa Bisser. Just before, but you see from this last case, really, where Bias says, Rabbi says, Pata Maisa Chayiv, that should be a ride to Tosis, which is someone who should bring out, that's a ride to Tosis. That the case was he wanted to do Maisa X, and he did Maisa X, but instead of Maisa X, it was the Maisa Visser. Suppose the Rashi says it does exactly what he wanted to do, even like Rabbi Yochai. The case was he did a different Maisa. He wanted to be Chaytuch this piece which was Tolos, he ended up cutting this piece which was in the Chubur. He wanted to cut, it was the wrong piece. He wanted to cut this piece, according to Rashi, Tosis, Madaik, and Rashi Yochai in that case. So then how does it send this case to this Gemara? Kasha and Rashi. What is it, Tzricha? You need all three cases. The Eshvina Kamaisa, case of Chaticha, use some of that case. But who come a Rabba? So hola kamechab and the Chaticha di Yisura. That's a Rabba Shishipata. Miskab and Lizrak Shtayim is Arak Arba. The Arba below Tarti, loy miz Darka, you can't throw four without throwing two. See, he really intended at least partly to do this act of throwing of four amos. Same about a leila baya. I would mistakenly think that he might agree to a baya. That's called he had some intent for this maisa that he did, and that's enough to mechayev. Yeshinu b'chol that your potter b'chol kamaraba. I would say your potter in this case the halo mechayev in the shvika the arba. He had no intent to throw 4 amos. He intended to throw 4 amos, and he threw 4 amos. I think in that case, Rabbi would mistakenly agree to Abaya. That's why we needed to have Rabbi say all three cases your part. Tonight, one more round of this kasha. Always the lochas are boim chaser avas. Rabbeinu bo minyan olam ali. Why does it tell me that there's 39? I know it can count. But Rabbi Yochanan Shimon son kula mehelam echad is chayv kolachas avas. He's chayv in all 39. To be shem alabaya damer ki agavna. So we have to have the person being aware of Hilchos Shabbos. Otherwise, it's a helm as a beyodoy, and he's not chayiv. So, what's the case? That he was aware of Shabbos, he was aware of the malachas, and he had these type of cases by all 39. So, I can chayiv 39, where he intended to do an act of bishul and something which he thought was fully cooked, and turned out it was only half cooked. And he intended to be chaytach as the tolos, he was chaytach as a mechubur. So, I can go through all 39 and find those type of cases, being aware of Shabbos. He's done on Shabbos, Shikas Malachas, and he's Chai. That's the Shikas Malachas, according to Bai. Chai, Mishkal, the Yodah, the Yisur of the Shabbos, the Yodah laid the Yisur Malachas, become Toh, Bishurim, or he thought that the amount that he was cooking was a half a Gurgis, and then it was a Gurgis. So you could have many different ways that he'll have a Yodiyah Shabbos and a Shikas Malachas. Ela, the Rabbah, the Amr Potter, Sehech Mishkachas, what's the case? B'zadim Shabbos, v'shikas malachas. So honey, he said, "Well, look for Berachon and Damer. Kima the Shah Shaga Bekaras. I'll be sure he's a bit loud. Is Mishkachas of the Yad Allah B'Shabbos Balach." Ela isar b'lo k'rishim and lakish damer ashi ishkin v'lava b'koris yirel the Shabbos b'mahai. How does he what does he know about Shabbos? So the Gemara the yirel levi tchumin will leave it to Rabbi Akiva. So this is again the third round, which the more he discusses this issue, the more discusses it in regards to the mechlokes of Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish of Shaga b'koris alav. The more discusses it in regards to the din of Helam Zeb Zeb Yoroi, and the more discusses it over here by Abai Verdom. So it's Rash. The Holo Michabim is Hikad Yisr. They shogi b'Shabbos ebe Malacha. The case where a person was intended to be Hikad Yisr, but he was either forgot of b'Shabbos or he forgot the Malacha, was also that's Chai. It was there, ain't no shogi loy b'Shabbos, loy b'Malachas. Only Sasek b'Dabar Echad shall het. It will also be Hikad Yisr. This is a case of Misasek. Not a case of shoyge. Tzicha liflugei bekulo avagav l'dom l'dom. We need to have three mechalikim, even though they're fairly similar. The arba b'loy tarta l'm is the v'seshen yitzkamen l'shtayim b'zarek arba nasis machshavtoi v'yesh b'chal dalad shtayim hechalam yisasiku. This action, since zrika, it's not two parts to an action. It's one part, one maisa, and the maisa of throwing two is included in the mice of throwing four, so I could argue that when he threw four, he did what he wanted to do. So that's called doing. That's more than the case of Chotach as a Mechubar when he thought he was being Chotach the Talish. Throwing two amas is not called Zerika, it's not called the Malach of moving something for Zerabin. I think I mentioned once the Baal HaMor says that we look at Dalai Lama as a Rabbi as positive because it's like his Rishus. Kama Shalom is Rishusai. So within Dalai Lama it's called moving it within his own Rishus. So that's why you can include carrying Dalai Lama as a Rabbi under the umbrella of the Malach of Itzah. It discusses way back at the end of the Masechta. And the Mishnah says Lama to the Malach is the last one is Itzah. The Chor is another one, moving Dalai Lama Shas Rab. But it's not Hitzoa, so there's 40 Malachos. So Baal HaMor says, no, it's only 39, because the Lomnus is within Dalai Lama, is his own, that's Mekam Shalom, like you find by the Pasuk, Ayat Yishu Mekam Mekam Shabbos, which is the Makor, you can't carry Dalai Lama. Chor is the Vamshat. You can't do Hitzoa. It says it's also Makor, but Dalai Lama, within Dalai Lama, it's your Makam. And beyond Dalai Lama, you took it out of where you are to a different Malka. So less than Dalai Lama is not the same act as the Dalai Lama. It's a different Maisa. According to Rav.
I don't quite understand that. I understand that with Sarika. If then you're moving with the object in Rishus Rabin, well, your Rishus keeps on moving.
So I think the pshat is, you have to start stationary. So if you start stationary, in the average case, you're starting stationary, so that's like a mokum. That he picks up and he's moving the item till he gets a new mokum. Meanwhile, he moved the item out of that mokum where it was.
Okay, so your mokum is only defined when you're stationary.
That's what I've said he's going to understand, yeah.
So you can get different makom constantly,
right?
Not quite constantly,
till he stops.
Each time you stop, you
get to new makom. Well, I mean, it's not perfect because you have a case of a person's walking without stopping. He picks up an item and he continues walking, puts it down without stopping. You might say it's chai because the item stopped and started. So it's not a perfect, approach to Baal HaMor, but that's the basic idea that he says. He wanted to throw Dalai Lama's, I would think he's chai. It's most according to the Bible, Mishkachos lo lahai, shenishtachach ha-teres kol ha-hil l'shabbos imenu. L'alchi chashiv alei, kizodin Shabbos, b'shikas malachis, l'chiyuvei. What's the case? If he didn't know anything about Shabbos, how is he zodin Shabbos? He still considered zodin Shabbos in his shikas malachis, l'chiyuvei ha-kol chada, going to yod alo le'le Shabbos, b'isurin. He knew the isurin, b'toa, b'shiurin, shenishkabon l'pochus mikashir, but also kashir. The Kulan Yeshir, all of them have a shear, and he did, he No, that's going to be difficult. I'll tell you why in a second. But he wanted to do less than the shear. He ended up doing the shear. So, according to Bible's case, it would be chayiv. There's a mishnah beginning of Barna. Barna is because she was chayiv. So, what was the problem with the shear by Barna that he wanted to do? Because Barna because she was chayiv. So, I mean, so. Not a simple, it's not going to work with all of them, but okay, you have to work out. He thought, he was doing a maisa, which we wanted to do the maisa, but he was under pressure that it wasn't a maisa burner, then ended up being a maisa burner. He thought it was a betolish, I believe it was a mechubar. I mean, you can find it, but you can't assure him of every one of the cases. El Robert, Dom Rapato, Hekam Shkachas, law. The mechayev shum adam al kol malacha malacha. How can he be chayev in all 39? Shebehelam echad one helam. Chacham bezadon Shabbos because malachas the base of the shkuchi. You have to have a case where he knew about Shabbos, but if he didn't know any of the malachas, well, the alimu kulominei, he forgot all 39 malachas. My zadon Shabbos hikar. But man nikar lo Shabbos mishayim. How does he know? What does he know about Shabbos that's different than any other day? At this point in time, he thinks Shabbos is the same thing as Tuesday. The Gabi Yisr. Okay. So the sugya of chatos and shkogas, etc., is behind us. And everyone said the malachas.
On this, what about the case where you can imagine, think about a Reform Jew who says, okay, I know Shabbos, this idea of Shabbos, you got to rest. Okay. But what that means, you don't go into the office.
Right. That's not the fun of malachas. It's not the Shabbos of the Torah.
Yeah, but to him, there is a... It's nikar, but not nikar. So he understands the concept of Shabbos.
So I understand my nikar means it has to be, if it's not the Shabbos of the Torah, so... That's not called that he has a Yediyah Shabbos. Rashi has a lashon somewhere. Where is it? What do we care about his ideas? So some philosopher made up something called Shabbos. So from Jew, he calls it Shabbos. But it's a philosopher Shabbos. It's not the Shabbos of the Torah. Abbas Malachas are Boim Chosar Achas. The Abbas Malachas are 40 minus 1, 39. But now you know why it says that. Okay. Hazareya.
We don't know why it's.
40 minus 1? Well, there's a lot of Torah about that. Why 40 minus 1? The simplest answer is he borrows the phrase from the Torah. That's the simplest answer. The not so simple answer is that really there is how many that there's 40. Really, there's only 39. So we stress is that 40th one that is not malacha.
Wait, I'm sorry. What is about borrowing from the Torah?
By Malchus, it's 40. The Torah writes 40, and it's only 39. Hazareya, a person plants. Acherish, a person plows. The Morrison doesn't say that the order is off. First you plow, then you plant. The Morrison has the kasher. Vakertzer, a person reaps. Vamamr, a person makes it into bundles. Vadosh, a person threshes it. The malacha of dosh is the act of breaking off the usable item from the unusable parts. So that's why schita can go under the concept of dosh, because schita is breaking out of the liquid from the salad. Hazara, need for the liquid. Well, in that case, you want the liquid, you want the schita. So it's different than the malacha. It's getting the good from the taking the good from the bad, but it's different in the sense that it's the act of breaking them apart. Vazara is winnowing, which is the act of doing a form of burr in the sense the good from the bad, but using the wind. A burr is doing it by hand, taking out the things which mixed in, which are no good. I mean by hand as opposed to by wind. We'll see it means that, what the definition of that is. Hatechen is grinding, breaking it something into smaller components. The merakit is sifting. The more is going to discuss what exactly defines in between merakit and burr. We won't discuss that till quite later, but we'll discuss it eventually. And merakit, fairly similar. The more is going to talk about that. The losh, which is we had before in the first parak already, the idea of combining a liquid and a solid together to create a new mass. Oifa and baking. The guys is a tzemer, a person shears off the. So that's Siddur of the past. The more it refers to Siddur of the past. The first 11 malachas are involved in the process of making of food preparation. The Strachan said it was involved in making, being able to make garments. So the first step was a person would be guys at the tzemer, a person would shear that's taking off as opposed to. Kotzer was taking off something which is living from the ground, vegetation. This is the act of cutting off something from its living, from a living being. Friends who protect the trees, all apologies to them, but we deal with living animals and human beings different than we deal with trees. Okay. So, Hamalavna, which person is washing it, bleaching it, the person is washing out all of the dirt which is there, that's the Malach, that's Machabes, is that Hamanavsa, a person is combing it, Vatsava, a person dyes it, Vatava, a person takes the fibers and makes them into threads, Vahamesach, in the process of setting up a loom. So the way they would set up the loom is so you have the warp thread, which is the chassis, the foundation threads, that's how I remember it, and the orif, the ones which you mar in between, you mix them in. Right? How to keep track of the warp and the weft, I have no idea. So the person sets up the warp. The act of setting up the warp on, he hasn't really made anything of a garment at all, but just the act of setting up the and the shear is two chutim. The person would set up two chutim on the loom, that's the act of mesa. So in the loom, if you can picture in your mind the loom a little bit, right? So you have the harness which raises the chassis threads, raises the warp threads up and down. The way it raises it, you have it like a square, and there's a string which goes from top to bottom, and there's a little circle in the middle. And that the thread of the chassis goes through that. And there's two harnesses and threads 1, 3, 5, 7, etc., are in harness number 1, and threads 2, 4, 6, 8 are in the second harness. You raise one harness, you lower one harness, it makes the space which allows the shuttle to go through. So those little holes are called batenirin. And the act of putting the threads through the batenirim, where Rashi learns, how to learn Rashi, but there's at least some I think the Magen Mishnah learns Rashi, is Rashi holds that the act of putting the threads through the holes is the malach of oisa batenirim. Someone is actually making the way you used to make the holes. The process was there was something called a heddle board. Those are called heddles. So the heddle board was a thing which would, you want to make them all uniform, otherwise you're going to have a major mess. So there was a board which was set up, had four pegs. And you take a thread and you would wrap it, go around the first two, make a knot, go around the next one, make a knot, and then go around another one, make a knot. The middle two were right next to each other. So it was a one long thread which had a circle in the middle. And that was the way you would make it. And you do make as, you know, if you needed, your loom is going to be 100 threads wide, you know, 1,000 threads wide, you make 1,000 of them on the same board. And you just put them on their harness, they'd all be the exact same size. So some learn that similar of Rosh Hashem Batinirin. But Rashi learns it's putting it through the Batinirin. Now, there are also those when Mesach was, that the way, you'd also want to make your the threads of the chassis also to be uniform, so they used to do that on a different board and transfer it onto the loom. So some learn that Mesach is referring to off of the loom, and Rashi learns it's referring to on the loom. The Urik, and then the person that would actually weave two chutim, which he would then send the Urik through twice, once halach v'chazor. In a case where it came across a little bit too bulky, the thread was a little bit too thick, so you, later on you would remove some of the threads after you had in the garment to make the garment more uniform. It's a very, very thick garment. You take out one thread, it's not going to unravel, but it'll make it a little bit thinner in that place to make it less bumpy. A kosher, v'hamatir, tying and untying, matar state tefiris, person sews two stitches, a stitch meaning in and out. So it goes in and it goes out. That's called shtei tefiris. Somebody's asking the kasha on Shabbos. The person pushes a thread through the hem of the garment, which the hem of the garment is a fold-over thing, so he's made two stitches. Because it went through this side and went through that side of the same piece of cloth, but it's folded over. So he made two stitches. He said, no, that's not what it means. That's a fair case of whatever himself is klayim. Some time it's the same thing. You need state spirit to be chai by klayim. So the Mishnah has the case over there, a person has a garment made out of wool and a garment out of linen. He puts a thread through both of them and he's potter. It's not considered chibur because it could pull out. That's the idea. But if you go back through a second time, so it's going to stay together. So that's but the hakareil manas litrus state tefiris. Person tears out the stitches with intent to make it. It shouldn't be a negative act; to be a positive act. To then be able to restitch it. So that's the second set. That's garments made out of fibers. Third set is making something out of hides of animals. Sorry, what? Well, linen starts off in the ground, but it ends up, you know, it joins wool fairly quickly in the process. You have a laben, you could have menapets, you can have tzuveh, right. Okay, hatsod tzvi, person captures an animal. The example here is a tzvi. Asherta, person shefts it. Vamashitve, person flays it. Amolchoi, then he takes the hides and he salts them, which is right now the Mishnah says Hamolcha v'Ma'abedes Urei is two different things. Both of them really are the same. Their process, taking out the oils and liquids which will cause it to rot and preserving it. The Mishnah is going to say actually those count as one. The Mishnah is going to add something. V'Ma'amachoi, which is removing the hairs to smooth it out. So the any Malacha which is involved in smoothing goes under M'machik. V'Machatu, cutting it to size. Okay, so that's the end of that set. The person then can write on two letters. The person erases with for a positive purpose to be able to write over there. Right. Theoretically. I don't know enough about the process of I think logically if part of the process of using a hide was to cut it. That was like a definition. Was the definition you had to cut it. Then it comes to size, which you can make a garment to size. Well, there's tefira, which is the act of sewing it together, the different parts, but each piece of the garment you could weave to size. You don't have to cut it. So, okay. A point of a soiser, a person builds, a person demolishes. A machab of a maver, a person puts out a fire, a person makes a fire. Did I skip something? This is a person with a race with intent to write two letters. And we'll talk about all these cases in a second. So that's the 39 malachas. Tosis does at least, Tosis touches on, there's two things that are interesting in the Mishnah. Is that some of them it says the shir and some of them it doesn't. It says by shtei batei nirin, shtei chutim, pitzei shtei chutim, tayfer shtei tefiris, kriya manas litvah shtei tefiris, akarzev shtei oisius, b'morcha manas litvah shtei oisius. It doesn't tell you the shir by the other ones. All of them have a shir, or almost all of them have a shir. It says, at least in Tom, why by these it says the shear more than the other ones. And then the second issue that you have in the. So the person, it's not chayiv if he does it lekalko. He has to do it for a form of tikkun. But within the cases which it discusses, the form of tikkun, some of them, Sosar also is the only chayiv of his amanas lesake. It doesn't tell me. I search amanas livnos. A mechayev is only chayev if it's amanas l'sakin. It doesn't tell me. So why by some it stresses hamoich amanas litvah shtei oisius, hapitzei amanas, hakarei amanas litvah shtei tefiras. So those the way Mishnah sets itself up is interesting on all of those. That means a little bit of hazard. I'll just tell you on the first one. There's a big discussion in the poskim. Chatzi shir is also min haTorah. What about chatzi malacha? Also min haTorah. That's according to Birchon. We pass on Birchon. Chatzi shir is min haTorah. Most shittos hold it applies to la davka to achila. So a person cooks on Shabbos a half instead of cooking. Kesevas is worth, he cooks a half of Kesevas is worth. That's the shear we had before. His curds are half a Kesevas. Also min haTorah. What about a chatzi malacha, which means that there are certain things which are the it's not you did the malacha, but in a smaller amount. You only did part of the malacha. Is that called a chatzi shear or not? So there's a big discussion amongst those in the big argument to say that's not chayiv. The same way a person is zarek shtei amos. That's not called Zurich. So, the at least there's a suggestion. So someone would say the pshat in the Mishnah is that Mishnah is telling you there are certain things. The shear is the defining element in the malacha. It's not just a din and shear. So, the malacha is shtei batinir. So one making one base near is called a chatzi malacha. It's not called a chatzi shear. Because of Shei Oisius, the Malach is Shei Oisius. The Malach isn't Kaisa, the Malach is Kaisa Shei Oisius. Okay, why is it so also in these hazards? In other words, the Mishnah is stressing, we're defining what the Malachas are. So these, the Malachas, so that's a Chatzim Malach as opposed to a Chatzim Shir. And that's maybe one approach in the language of the Mishnah. Okay.